South Korea's unification minister publicly suggested next Tuesday is a day for high-level talks between officials of North and South Korea, the first such discussion in 2 years. A lot's happened since then. Missile launches and nuclear tests from the North and political change in the South. President Moon Jae-in came into office in May, a definite move to the political left from his predecessor Park Geun-hye, who was removed from office following allegations of influence peddling. 2 months later, Moon offered to hold direct talks with the North, but got no response. Talking with the North has always been a complicated process. As for the United States, the highest-level meeting took place in October 2000, when then-Secretary of State Madeleine Albright traveled to Pyongyang and met with Kim Jong-il, father of the current leader. For a number of years that followed, discussions with North Korea focused on the so-called six-party talks, started in 2003 after North Korea withdrew from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. In addition to North Korea, the half-dozen countries included the United States and South Korea, as well as Japan, Russia, and China. Last summer, China's foreign minister suggested the time has come for those six-party talks to resume. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.